How good it is to see you all here as we start a new chronological year, 2018. It's hard to believe, but it's wonderful that we can gather together to give worship to Almighty God and to honor our Blessed Mother, Mary. This is the octave of Christmas, so the eighth day. So it really is an endpoint of our formal Happy Christmas celebration, but I have to say, it does continue on. But the 8 days is always very special. So keep on going through Epiphany and even to February 2nd, if you're like myself, the presentation of the Lord. Nevertheless, it's important that we honor our Blessed Mother Mary. G.K. Chesterton, one of the great Catholic authors of the early 1900s who lived in England and who had been a convert to the Catholic faith, wrote this in his book, The Everlasting Man. He said, "When I was a boy, a more Puritan generation objected to a statue upon my parish church representing the Virgin and Child. After much controversy, they compromised by taking away the child. One would think that this was even more corrupted with Mariolatry, unless the mother was counted less dangerous when deprived of a sort of weapon. But the practical difficulty is also a parable. You cannot chip away the statue of a mother from all around that of a newborn child. You cannot suspend the newborn child in midair. Indeed, you cannot really have a statue of a newborn child at all. Similarly, you cannot suspend the idea of a newborn child in the void or think of him without thinking of his mother. You cannot visit the child without visiting the mother. You cannot, in common human life, approach the child except through the mother. If we are to think of Christ in this aspect at all, the other idea follows as it followed in history. We must either leave Christ out of Christmas or Christmas out of Christ, or we must admit, if only as we admit in an old picture, that those holy heads are too near together for the halos not to mingle and cross." Very beautiful notion, because when we honor baby Jesus born on Christmas, we have to honor Mary, because how the hell else did he get here? But there's a more important point, because we remember that Mary, from the first moment of her life, was prepared to be that mother. She was free of all sin, even original sin. When the time came, she received the message of Archangel Gabriel, she conceived by the Holy Spirit, and through her, Jesus, second person of the Holy Trinity, true God, a divine person, entered this world, taking on our humanity. Because of Mary, then, Jesus truly can be our Savior, true God and true man. Because of Mary, Jesus has the humanity, in, like us, in all things, of course, but sin. For that, when our Lord offers that sacrifice on the cross, yes, he represents, he is the divine action of God, but he represents all of us. He's taking on our sins onto himself. So for good reason, then, we honor our Blessed Mother this day. She's essential to our mystery of faith, the mystery of the Incarnation and our salvation. So with that, as we begin a new year, let's look to her for two good points. We always have resolutions that we make. Well, two good resolutions we find in our gospel. Take time for solitude. We hear how Mary treasured all these things in her heart. We live in a very noisy world, a world of constant interruption, it seems, of so many responsibilities. Find time each day for solitude, that quiet time, time to be alone with our Lord. I would encourage you in that time, say the rosary, because in doing so, we are going through the major gospel stories about the life of our Lord, but also looking at the example of our Blessed Mother, that faithful disciple. in meditating upon those mysteries of the rosary. We can insert our own life, all those joys, even sorrows, the successes, even the failures, the easy times, the most difficult times, it's all there. But by taking that time for solitude and being in the presence of God, we can know, as St. Paul teaches, for those who love God, everything works out for good. So take time this year, each day, to have that solitude, quiet time to be with our Lord. The second resolution I would encourage you is to always be mindful of presenting Christ to others. Mary presents Jesus to the shepherds, later to the Magi. This was her role, always to bring others to Jesus and to make Jesus known to others. So in our words and deeds, let us be very conscious then that we are witnesses of our faith. In our world, we need to be good Christian witnesses. So what's important is really how we live our lives. Because before anyone is going to listen to us, they have to see it in action. They have to see the sincerity. Yes, we're poor, frail human beings, and at times we do sin, we fail. But nevertheless, people should see us as a sincere Christian, really trying to live out in our lives the gospel. So periodically, just take time to reflect on those corporal, spiritual works of mercy and see how well we're putting those into action. Because once we do that, then people will more likely listen to what we have to say about Christ. So our Blessed Mother gives us two good resolutions this year: to take time for solitude and also to present Jesus to others in our words and our actions. If we do that, then by God's grace, this truly will be AD 2018, in Anno Domini, in the year of the Lord. Not just a regular chronological year, but a year of grace. May God bless you.